We continue on this special day, holiday, Friday, November 21st. It's a holiday kicked off because of the fabulous Hobnobble Gobble presented by Ford tonight at Ford Field. Rocky Rajkowski, retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. We may see him tonight with his beautiful wife. And when he comes, you're usually in your dress uniform, aren't you, Rocky?
My dress blues. I apologize, Paul W. My wife and I are going to have to miss this year.
And so
will Sophia. But yeah, we're not going to be there this year.
Well, he has his own Sophia, like I do, and Amalia,
yeah,
which is great. And so you got other plans tonight, but that's you've been there and supportive. You've been supportive for years.
Yeah, please send my regards to Tony and everyone you see, and we'll be there next year.
I will absolutely do that. You know what occurred to me as I lay in bed and can't sleep, which happens far too often? This is going to sound maybe this is going to sound maybe trite, but honest to God, at the heart of the problem right now with Ukraine and Russia, they both want to be able to have a victory parade. And how many times in war do both sides get to have a parade claiming victory?
Never. Never.
And that's what they
both side or the other.
They both need that, they think, to show their people why they've spent so much time losing so much of their treasure. Now, Putin doesn't care too much about it, but he does ego-wise care about it.
Listen, Paul W., I got to tell you, I got to take a step back and say, I don't think this is about a parade for the Ukrainians. This is for independence, sovereignty, and keeping your word. Russia does not keep their word, and China does not keep their word. And we presented a peace agreement to the international community and to Ukraine to take that basically will be a total capitulation. And I don't understand what this administration – listen, I'm a big supporter of President Trump, but I am joining President – or Speaker Gingrich, former Speaker Gingrich, in saying that to me this is a complete betrayal, and I strongly believe that Ukraine should reject this agreement. No matter what, this is an agreement that will send shivers. Number one, it's a loss of deterrence and defense capability. And if you don't know the agreement talks about not
only losing
getting
land, which they
not only
certainly
land,
don't want to,
but also their military. It restricts their military on what type of weapons they can have, how great their military would be, and what type of alliance they can have. And quite frankly, President Trump isn't going to be there after 2028. And we don't know who's going to be the next president. And I'll tell you what, I don't want to take that gamble and have another Obama or another Biden where Russia will just basically wait a few more years and just plow right over Ukraine. Because let me tell you, Putin's going to be there. Putin changed his constitution. He can be there for many more terms. And this scares me. Most importantly, it's also a symbolic betrayal of Ukrainian sacrifice. We have supported the fact of good over evil for many years. And this is a strategic error and a moral betrayal of the Ukrainian courage. But most importantly, for the United States, we talk about peace through strength. The global implications of this, think about this, Paul W., allowing Putin to prevail in Ukraine would not stop that conflict. A Russian victory, and you talk about the parades, a Russian victory would embolden Moscow, weaken the West alliance, weaken our entire Western alliance from Poland to Great Britain, and signal to rivals that aggression pays, it'll destabilize Europe, and most importantly, shows that the United States does not have a stomach to stick with their allies. Why would you stick with the United States?
Well, victory if we parade are is a symbolic. I'm speaking of symbolism in our conversation. But if you're going to wait for Putin and Russia to keep their word, or if you're going to wait for China to keep its word, you will wait forever because it's never going to happen. So what
and
do you do?
Why,
what do you do? Do you work within the confines of the reality of what's going on or what? I don't know.
No, listen, what we do is you continue peace through strength. You continue supporting Ukraine. Listen, China has us by our virtual.
Careful, we're on the radio.
That's why I said by our virtual rare earth metals, right? Our minerals.
Yes.
And
right.
And if we signed an agreement with Ukraine for rare earth metals, if we need to have strategic relationships. We need to support our allies. Our allies need to support us, because what's really on the line here is China and Russia's ability to destroy the U.S. dollar from the international reserve currency and destroy us economically. I'm right. telling you,
I agree. We can't let Russia win, but
yeah,
I didn't think that's what the agreement would be.
This would be a victory for Russia.
A little,
no,
but this, whatever.
No,
right,
this would
quickly,
be this would be a victory for Russia,
right,
and that's why we need to. Yeah,
we're out of time. The senators, including our own Alyssa Slotkin, doing what they did with the video. Your thoughts?
Listen, as a military guy, it's reckless and wrong. I agree with what you said earlier, but the military knows what's right. We're trained in basic training, in your officers' candidate schools, and everything else, how to not obey an illegal order.
Well,
I don't know why
these people were
not
really talking to the military. They were talking to the American people, trying to get the American people to believe this president, who they hate,
exactly,
is doing things that are illegal and against the Constitution.
Exactly.
So the president was wrong in his reaction.
The president took their bait.
Yes, he took it like hook, line, and sinker. They're thrilled. They're laughing. But I'm not going to let them get away with it the way they're saying, well, that's, what he did was way worse than what we did. Nope. What you did was terrible and unacceptable behavior for United States senators. What he did was terrible and unacceptable for the president of the United States. But this is not something new. They clearly did this to poke him and get him to overreact, because he always does. That doesn't take away what they did being wrong.
I completely agree with you. Alyssa Slotkin should be ashamed of this.
She's a smart person. I've respected her. This is not respectful behavior. All right, Rocky, have a wonderful Thanksgiving with Sophia and Amelia, and we'll talk again soon.
You too, and happy hobnobble gobble, and I'll see you soon. Take care, Paul W.
We continue in Focus on WJR.